Fem entrevistes en el Sonar Més D pel Generació Digital de Catalunya Ràdio. Soc Francesc Xavier Blasco i estic amb Lauren Garner d'una escola que té un nom que m'ha encantat, The School for Poetic Computation, que presenten una eina per convertir obres d'art en codi i poder-les mostrar, poder-les passar, poder-les modificar. És una barreja entre una eina educativa, per la comunitat educativa, per aquells artistes que no saben codificar, que no saben computar, i veure de quina forma tan fàcil es pot fer art digital a partir d'obres artístiques reals. Lauren, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And just explain me, where does School for Poetic Computation comes from? I mean, where does it start?
Sure. So the School for Poetic Computation is actually a non-accredited program. It's an artist-run school. So it was started by Tae-Yoon Choi, Zach Lieberman from Open Frameworks, and it was started to give people an opportunity to either learn how to incorporate technology into their existing artistic practice if they didn't have any sort of background in that, or for people who came from a computer science background to develop an artistic practice.
How do you convert artwork in code?
That's a good question. It's very tricky. But how we approach it is that we try to find a artist or a process that is unique and significant to the individual. So every student has something that they're going to be interested in. It's hard to learn how to code. It's frustrating to learn how to code. So you have to be able to find joy in it. And usually the joy is the output. So with this project, what we did is we had students research different artists, and they would pick an artist that they liked or an artwork that they liked, and then they would learn how to recode that specific artwork. We introduced variables into the artwork, which are just slight manipulations that when you adjust either one way or another, causes a dramatic and often big change in the artwork, learning to create a new artwork. So it was very easy for the students to see that I can just create something, make tiny shifts, and end up with a brand new piece of artwork.
The end artwork, or the derivative artwork from the original, it's also interactive.
Absolutely, it's interactive. And one of our goals in creating this installation is to be able to decontextualize how to create digital artwork. We want to make it simple. So what we're doing is we present the artwork next to the code. And in addition to that, we have a controller that lets anybody change the variables in real time so they can actually see the new code, the new art, being displayed on the screen in real time as they're moving the controls. And they don't need to access a computer to do that. They don't need to get into the code to do that. They can just do it in real time.
The students that approach your school, do they have a background of art or a background of code?
I would say 50-50. We get students all the time who have no experience in code. We had one student who came to us during this semester who was a traditional Sumier painter. And he also didn't speak any English. But by the time that he left, he made his own framework inside Open Frameworks, his own tool to recreate his Sumier-style painting using code, all in 10 weeks.
We can find this online for everyone to see.
Absolutely. So our project is online at sfpc.io/recoded. Everything that we do is open source, and everything that we do is online. We want these to be tools that other educators can use so they can use it with their classroom and share. All the code that we're using to run this installation is free. All the tools that we use to make the code, like Open Frameworks and processing, are also free. So we encourage people to go to the website, go to our GitHub, download the code, play, ask questions, and find a community that can help you explore and learn and get comfortable with code.
So that's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.